Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is Friday, 16th of February, 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be loving and detached and experience a constant and stable state in every situation by having the awareness of being a trustee. Explanation, when you consider yourself to be a trustee, your stage will be constant and stable in every situation because a trustee means to be someone who is loving and detached. Nyara, Pyara, when you are a householder, you have a taste for many things, and there is a lot of the consciousness of mine. Sometimes my home, sometimes my family. A householder means grahasthi, means one who wanders around, interested in many things. A trustee means one who is constant and stable. A trustee is always light and will constantly be in the ascending stage. Such soul will not have any attachment of mind, nor will they have waves of sorrow. Dukh ki lahar. So, in today's Murli, Baba is telling us to become what? A trustee. Trustee is somebody who is light. Trustee is somebody who is in that ascending stage. Trustee is somebody who doesn't have attachments. Trustee is somebody who never have a wave of sorrow, a shade of sorrow, a whip of sorrow, nothing. So, it is the grihasthi, it is the householder, because they have taste for many things, because ras, they have ras, taste for so many things, and that's why there is a consciousness of mine, my home, my family, my everything. Okay? So, if you want your stage to be constant and stable in every situation, become what? Trustee. In one of the Hindi classes, we had discussed this topic of trustee. And we had taken out about 5-6 points about trustee. Yesterday we studied one method of Murli learning, and that is mnemonic method. Mnemonic means you create one word, and starting of that one word is some, it's a word. Like in the same way here for trustee, if you remember, I think many months back, about 7-8 months back, in some of the classes we had discussed this word, bisaro, R-O-H. Bisaro means, it's a Hindi word. Bisaro means to forget. Bisaro. Bisaro means to forget. But actually, this bisaro is a word, it's a mnemonic for trustee. For a trustee, these all things should be there in trustee. Trustee will be burden free. Why? Because he is not the owner. He is not the one who is doing it. He is burden free because he knows the work is somebody else's. It's not my work. So he remains burden free. Trustee means burden free. If you are experiencing any burden, you are not trustee. If you are feeling any load, you are not trustee. If you are feeling that heaviness in the head, like we have seen that some brothers or some sisters, they call up and they say, we are so busy and we have been given so many responsibilities, we are feeling burden. Means you are going against Srimad. Then how can you be a trustee? You are not trustee, it means. Why you think it is... Of course it is good to think that this is my work, but you have to hand over the work to Baba. To keep on thinking that I am doing everything, Buji. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, what I will do? Then you will get stressed. Because you have the feeling of I. It is the I which is working there, deep within. So, in fact you are going against the definition of trustee. Trustee, the very first definition is, he has to be burden free. If suppose you are experiencing burden, heaviness, load, probably you have gone somewhere wrong. Probably somewhere you have lost. You have gone amiss. You have let go of that highway and you have gone in some smaller pathways. Come back to this Ram International Highway. This is very strict and the crowd is so less. Crowd is there in those, you know, smaller ways, in those lanes. Crowd is in the lanes. Highway is so free. Express highway. You can run with full speed. But the thing is that people have got tendency of zigzagging. They go in that like that dog, sniffing everything, what is this, what is that, barking everywhere. We are told this philosophy of zigzagging, you know, in psychology, zigzagging. A man is going with his dog for 5 kilometers. Man walked 5 kilometers, but the dog 10 kilometers. Why? The path is from A to B. This is this man and dog, because this dog has a tendency to go into the lane and see where is the other dog. It will bark somewhere, it will sniff something, it will go in some or other lanes and then come back. Though the distance is just 5 kilometers, but the dog has a tendency of zigzagging. So this psychological mental zigzagging, rather than going on the path of this Ram International Pathway or this Shiva Express Highway, you are going in some other path. And that's why you get tired. Thakan, you say. I am tired, we have done lot of service. Such a contradictory statement. Why you are tired? Because you have done lot of service. It means it was not service. We are so busy, we are so much tired. To say, I am tired, is it a soul conscious stage or body conscious stage? Shambhai, to say that I am tired. Whatever, person is saying I am tired. Body conscious, soul conscious. Second is, I am very hungry. Body conscious, soul conscious. People say, they often say, I am very hungry today, I am very hungry. Is it an... Whatever, I am asking whether this statement, I am very hungry, is a soul conscious or body conscious? It's a body conscious. To say that I am very tired, Baba say, you go from here to Abu Road in soul conscious stage and you will remain undefatigable. You will remain tireless, athak. Wherever, whatever is the distance, it means you are not trusty. So trusty, the first definition is burden free. Second is instrument, I. You have to think that I am instrument. I am a channel. If he wants, he can make somebody else also instrument. But he chose me. So it is my good fortune that he has chosen me. There were so many good candidates. 10 good candidates were there for this job. And I am chosen. So you know, even this will give rise to happiness. Rather than feeling that, why I am only caught every time? There were other people also sitting there. They should have been given this responsibility. Why I am given this responsibility? The joy of being instrument. This is one thing. And second, this will prevent you from becoming egoistic. I have done it. You are just an instrument. Don't forget that. He is the one, Karan Karavanhar. You are just the Karanhar. So, trusty means instrument. S, trusty means surrender. Trusty means you are totally samarpit, you are totally surrender. You don't have your this and that, I this, I that. Nothing. This is a life of dedication, samarpan. You are that arpita, you are that nivedita, you are that samarpita. You are the one who has dedicated himself to this sacrificial fire. So, trusty means a sense of surrender. We have surrendered. Now, he will take care. Thy will shall be done. Thy will, not my will, not his will. Thy will, your will shall be done. Hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. It is his will that will be done. Then A, trusty means attachment free. If you have n number of attachments, can you be called a trusty? You are given some cabin, some office, and you feel it is my office, it is my chair. How dare you sit on that chair? Suppose imagine, Sushil bhai, in your office, suddenly you entered, and in your chair somebody else is sitting. Aram se, nicely he is sitting like this. One sevadari recently who has come yesterday with you, you introduced him. So he is sitting like this with his leg on the table and sitting nicely. What you will do? You will learn. So, you know, one master, one Zen master was having students, disciples. One day, one of the student was Bokazo. What he did one day? He went, before the teacher was about to come in the classroom, he went and sat on the seat of the teacher nicely like this. So the teacher came and nicely, silently sat down below. He didn't utter a single word. So later on, this Bokazo goes to the master and asks, you did not feel bad or insulted? So he says, good that now you took over. Now I can rest. So it's better that you take over. Now you start teaching others. I will also learn. I am also a teacher. So, attachment free. You don't get attached to table, chair, don't attach to pen, my pencil, my bed sheet, my handkerchief, my mobile, how dare you touch it, my bag. 84 types of attachments. We have a huge list of attachments. My comb. Why you took my comb? Why you saw my purse? Anything. My book. Right from there, attachment is so deep, so subtle, that you yourself are not aware. My socks, my shoes. From that attachment start. My towel. Anything it could be. I am talking of attachment. I am not just talking if suppose somebody is using, but you are attached. Suppose the things are lost. People get so disturbed if their watch is lost. So disturbed, as if the whole life dependent on that watch. As if that watch is everything. And suppose somebody else is responsible for that person, they will slam that person like anything. That is the only thing which is okay. That is the only attachment which is permissible. Permittable attachment is only one, my Baba. Rest, everything, none is yours. You cannot, the moment you become possessive, this is mine. Now when this is mine, if suppose he comes and spoils it then? Suppose you have purchased a brand new car today and you are some neighbor's child. He comes and scratches it. Oh, everything is gone. All gyan. Today morning only, yesterday only you came from Madhuban. And today morning you had a powerful yoga and you were thinking, I am angel of God. I am walking slowly, seeing everybody. This is the whole world of light. Everybody is angel. And then you come to your class, car. Who has scratched it? Who dared? You? Angel, go to hell. Damn with angel. What about my car? Who is responsible for scratching my car? It's a brand new car. Yesterday only I purchased it. I told you 100 times. You start scolding wife, children, everybody. I told you not to allow him to come here. Or if somebody you give and he does accident. Attachment free. Trusty means no attachment. Trusty means responsible. Trusty doesn't mean you become careless. Trusty doesn't mean that you have become lackadaisical in your attitude. When you are given a responsibility, when you are given a job, you do as if whole life depends on that. It's yajna's thing. It doesn't mean that. Suppose you take care of this book, but you are not attached to that book, but definitely you take care of that book. You see that it doesn't get scratched, it doesn't get torn, it doesn't get spoiled. You take care of that. Otherwise the people take books from library and they just make underlines and then they return it. In a very tattered condition. Everything what is here is yajnas, is this sacrificial fires. So, responsible about things, responsible about time. When you are given a time, you come on time. It's not that you take your own time for things. So, responsible. Ownership free. Trustee means you are not owner. None of the building is yours. Recently there was a Murli. All buildings of the yajna, they are combined property, Baba said. So none of the building is yours. So never say that. So for anything, you are not owner at all. Or and none principle. All means everything is mine and nothing is mine. This is known as all and none principle. Everything is mine and actually nothing is mine. Nothing belongs to me and though everything belongs to me. So this is known as ownership free. Take care of things, maintain things, distribute them, give to others, but don't have ownership, swamitva, malkiyat, about anything. Nothing is mine. And the last H is humility. Namrata, yesterday's Murli Baba said, Baba is so humble, he comes and does namaste, vande mataram, he salutes you, Baba comes as a servant, he presses your feet, your leg, when you get tired. Such sense of humility, such sense of humbleness is what is trusteeship. So trustee includes all of these things, This is a very good mnemonic to remember, trustee. Bisa ro. First, burden free. Second, instrument. R. S. Surrender. Attachment free. Responsible. Ownership free. And humility. So when you are like this, then you become what? From today's Murli? A trustee. A soul will not, such souls will not have any attachment of mind, nor will they have waves of sorrow. A trustee means who is constant and stable. A trustee is always light. Light because no burden. Light because no ownership. Light because no attachment. And will always constantly be in the ascending stage. Okay? When you consider yourself to be a trustee, your stage will be constant and stable in every situation, because a trustee means to be someone who is loving and detached. So, be a trustee. Om Shanti.